Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where there is a great revelation about public transit in Seattle, which has been declared to be a great triumph because ridership was going up and more people were riding the train and more people were riding buses. And this, of course, is something that's a good thing for everybody, really, except for the fact that all of a sudden the ridership has gone down dramatically, partially because of an infestation of drugs and drug violations, more than one every day. We will get to that. And at the same time that they are increasing expenditures for another bit of public transit, the train in California, by $5 billion. And we will deal with that as well on the Michael Medved Show. But a very important column by a very important voice in, it seems to me, our democracy. The voice is Juan Williams. He's been on this show before. I'm honored to have him back. And he has a new column that is already ruffling feathers everywhere. It's called GOP's Trump Fever Begins to Cool. Juan, have you gotten some interesting feedback on your column so far?
I have, and I see that President Trump has issued a statement today saying that he thinks all these people who think that he is in some kind of decline are out of their minds.
Uh-huh. And you're not saying that he's in some kind of a decline. What you're saying is that the completely stranglehold that he seemed to have on Republican support, where virtually being a Trump supporter and being a Republican was defined as identical way of identifying yourself, that is no longer true. That there are more voices that are at least raising questions in the Republican Party. Would President Trump, do you think, dispute that?
Well, apparently so, but you summarized it perfectly, Michael. I commend you. I just think that's exactly what I said. What I said was that if you look at the number of people who think that, no, it's not okay to pardon people who took part in January 6th, or no, Vice President Pence did not have the right to refuse to certify a legitimate election, or I could go on. It's even people who voted for President Trump, they show a declining not percentage of support for those arguments. And overall, I might add, there are fewer now Republicans who say they identify more with Trump than they do with the Republican Party. So that was the case I made in my Hill column.
Right, and the column is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. It also goes to the censure of the party by Kinzinger and Cheney. In other words, I think there's a real question here, even for people who may have no sympathy at all for Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger, and they may dislike them, and they're tired of hearing them, and they're too negative. But the idea that the party should officially say that they have behaved badly, they deserve censure, and that the people who were rioting in Washington, D.C. on January 6th were engaged in legitimate political discourse. That's a tough sell.
It sure is. And the out it is, this, to me, is a telling point, Michael, that there are now people in Washington, in terms of the Republican elected officials, beginning with the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who think that this sets up Republicans for trouble in this year's midterms, because all of a sudden, if you're not identified as believing what Trump said about the election being fraudulent, and if you're not willing to repeat his positions about, you know, all sorts of wild speculation, then somehow you're not a real Republican. And he is going to be involved, even as we speak, he is involved, I should say, with picking the primary candidates running in the Republican races, and he is picking them according to loyalty to him and to his misbegotten position. So people like McConnell and others saying, wait a minute, we want candidates who can win in the general election, who can appeal to a wide audience. We can't just count on the Trump base, because keep in mind, and this is something Journal said just last week, while Trump was in office, he managed not only to lose the House, but then lose control of the Senate and the White House and be impeached twice. You can't just rely on that Trump base to carry you through a general election in these midterms, and I think lots of Republicans are worried that Trump is setting them up in the midst of all the legitimate criticism of Biden. For this to be an election that's a conversation about Trump and not Biden.
Well, again, and especially with Biden being so vulnerable and so many troubles and inflation and the foreign policy and the crime rate, which is a tremendous concern. That's already listed the second most significant issue in most polling, next to the economy. The question I would have, Juan, is that you are not suggesting that he is anything other than the front runner for the nomination. That is, assuming that he runs.
Right.
But part of that is that old idea of you can't beat something with nothing. In other words, the danger here, it seems to me, is not what happens in 2024. It's what happens in 2022. Because if Republicans are this nasty group of people who are arguing about whether or not an election was stolen, now there's more people who want to, it was brought up today, that claiming that John Durham felt that Hillary Clinton may have been involved with trying to frame Donald Trump on the Russia hoax. Really, you think a lot of Americans really, really care about that right now?
No. But Donald Trump does. And, you know, Donald Trump still is a powerful voice in our national politics. As you were saying, no one would doubt that if the election were today that he could be the Republican nominee. He still is that powerful a figure in our politics. But to your point, no, I think people are focused in on what happened back in 2016, and they certainly aren't taken by the idea that there was some deep state conspiracy. I mean, this is not, even the charges that we are now hearing about from John Durham involve one lawyer potentially lying to one FBI official, and that's at its worst. But there's nothing to do with Jim Comey, nothing to do with Andrew McCabe, nothing to do with the FBI. It's not the case that anybody did anything differently. You know, if you think back to the investigation that took place, the same lawyer was known to have possibly misconstrued or misled the FBI official about his relationship to the Clinton campaign, and it was treated as a non-issue. So the idea that Trump is now saying, oh, this is evidence of some deep state, I mean, it's just ridiculous. And but the bigger point is yours. I don't think people care.
Well, again, especially when there's so many fields of opportunity. I mean, I think it's hilarious, actually, that given her record in foreign policy so far, that on the edge of crisis, on the edge of war, that President Biden has dispatched Kamala Harris to a security conference in Munich. That's an opportunity for Republicans. Talking more about January 6th, or the election of 2020, or the election of 2016, not so much. Juan Williams' column, GOP's Trump Fever Begins to Cool, but Juan hasn't cooled, still a very hot writer. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
On the Michael Medved show, there is a great deal of pride on the part of many people on the left here in Seattle about mass transit, and particularly about building Sound Transit and building the light rail, and there's more and more and more, and the expenses are enormous. And we've covered before that one of the problems with the light rail, and one of the reasons it is costing so much, is because people don't pay. And it's not because they're not supposed to. They're supposed to. But someone had the brilliant idea that the light rail and was going to be set up on the honor system. And this means that basically the majority, and it is the majority, of the passengers who ride the train don't pay anything at all. But now there's a piece today in the Seattle Times that is a very fine piece of reporting by Mike Lindblom. And he talks about this is hardly the worst thing that's going on our trains and buses. Here's the article, the headline, Drugs on Buses, an Everyday Hazard, Transit Workers Say. And bus and train operators say so many people are smoking drugs on Seattle area transit trains that the fumes and a volatile behavior create a hazardous work environment that discourages ridership. And by the way, when you talk about fumes, we're not just talking about marijuana smoke. We're talking about people who are smoking meth, who are taking fentanyl, who are taking extremely dangerous drugs that are just dominating whole buses and cars. And by the way, I would imagine that there are probably some people listening to me who have had some experience on public transit with this drug infestation. If you have, give me a call, 1-800-955-1776. King County Metro Transit workers filed 44 security incident reports regarding drug use in 2019. That almost doubled to 73 in 2020. And last year, an unprecedented 398 reports in 2021. That's more than one a day. Amalgamated Transit Union Local 587, representing more than 4,000 active members, says that stronger enforcement is needed, obviously, including more police, yep, and security guards with greater authority to remove people. Besides toxic smoke, union officials said crews who maintain transit stops have been punched, they've been spat on, they've been threatened. Many incidents don't show up on official reports, union leaders say. Narcotic smoking aboard transit took hold last summer and now surpasses needles and marijuana in driver complaints. Since then, at least six operators asked to stop driving mid-shift, and 14 specifically mentioned feeling headaches, dizziness, or irritated breathing. Typically, users will flick a lighter beneath a piece of aluminum foil, which heats the fentanyl, meth, heroin, or mixture of all of the above on top, where the smoke is sucked through a straw. Air circulation systems carry the haze forward, and some transit vehicles don't have windows. This is appalling. You should see some of the pictures. I mean, again, you're talking about trying to get from place to place, and there's somebody behind you who's smoking heroin and meth with a little piece of tin foil. It smells like burnt peanut butter mixed with brake fluid, said King County Metro Transit operator Eric Christensen, who reported six incidents since October and collects field dispatches from fellow drivers. The union endorsed Bruce Harrell, who ran on a theme of law and order for mayor and has asked state lawmakers for help. Quote, "We're after the criminal activity, the smoking drugs, the assaults, the deterioration of transit," said Local 587 Vice President Corey Rigtrup. "The solution is to restore transit, make it welcoming, bring back passengers. The stakes for the region's transportation system are greater here than in other cities. Seattle transit ridership rose about 50% in the 2010s, by far the highest U.S. rate, to carry 750,000 daily passengers pre-pandemic and 46% of central city commuters. Residents pay the nation's highest transit taxes to agencies that spend roughly $1,200 yearly dollars per capita for every individual in the city. Ridership and fare income dropped more than half during the pandemic. Metro plans to release a new safety, security, and fare enforcement initiative this week. Developed using surveys and comments from 8,000 people, the hope is to improve conduct on transit, but also to show compassion, especially to riders, and there are many of them, who lack shelter. We should not be coming down on a totally punitive side, said the union spokesman. We should figure out how we serve the community. Hopefully, we'll be putting some things in place where you'll see more police on a coach. White, who also anticipates new outreach alternatives for homeless passengers, something he considers a mostly different issue from the smoking narcotics trend. A drug use in Denver caused ATU Local 1001 there to declare Denver Union Station a lawless hellhole in December. Sounds lovely. A television newscast aired a workers' video of defiant users. Police made arrests and the transit agency closed restrooms after finding traces of fentanyl. The loitering soon turned, said Local 1001 President Lance Langenbahn. Managers granted one train operator a medical leave this month since drug smoke reaching her control cab triggered asthma, he said. People are smoking it on the buses and the trains and in the station. We're trying to bring back riders. People got on our vehicles at our stations, and that's what they see. It's not a very attractive transit experience. King County suspended fare enforcement in 2020. Sound Transit Light Rail, also operated by Metro, converted from military-clad inspectors to educational fare ambassadors who provide educational material for the riders. Have anybody had an experience like this trying to ride transit? 1-800-955-1776. More about throwing good money and billions of it after bad in this issue. We'll get to that coming up.
I hear a lot of hate come from jocks like yourself.
Michael Medved.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former President Donald Trump is frustrated with mainstream media for refusing to report on Hillary Clinton's campaign being accused of paying a technology company to infiltrate Trump Tower servers and later the White House. Justice Department Special Counsel John Durham filed a motion saying the infiltration was to establish a narrative of collusion between then-Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Russia. Trump said in a statement released by his Save America Joint Fundraising Committee, can you imagine that? What should be the big biggest story of our time, bigger than Watergate, is getting absolutely no mention. Crews are searching the ocean off the North Carolina coast after finding a debris field where a small plane carrying 8 people went down, according to the Coast Guard. Watchstanders at Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point received a report of a downed aircraft about 4 miles east of Drum Inlet. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the crash. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, some breaking news, and don't know what this means or where this goes, but it's big news for now. The Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, said he will invoke emergency measures for the first time to give his Liberal government, it's actually a coalition government and it's a minority coalition, extraordinary powers in trying to end demonstrations against COVID-19 vaccine mandates that have paralyzed the capital, Ottawa, and continue to block some cross-border traffic. That's extraordinary. And who knows what that is going to mean. This has been going on for some time. And the interesting thing to me is the idea that there are so many people in Canada who are losing money, closing businesses, suffering. And you read about in New Zealand, they seem to be having an ongoing camping out on the lawn in front of Parliament. Now, if you look at the pictures, I've never been to New Zealand. Wish that I had. It's one of those places I'd love to go to. But New Zealand, it's a very scenic country, and very scenic in Wellington, in the capital. They have big sloping lawns. They were digging trenches there and a drainage there because they were firing fire hoses on people. You think about all of the people who do the gardening, who do the landscaping, and the people who operate these buses. I just looked up some of the reports on what we're talking about, Sound Transit here in Seattle, where we had the biggest increase in ridership of any city. And that was up until 2019 when it began to go down. And the idea of people who may have problems with drug addiction, I mean, they do if they're actually smoking heroin or heating heroin together with meth and fentanyl on transportation, but the complete disregard of the welfare of anybody else, the contempt for people who are actually driving you to where you want to go, who are performing a public service, the people, they are only 30 security guards in the whole system. Only 30. And they're not allowed to perform any arrests of any kind. They can try to reason with people. They estimate that the fair ambassadors, the people who are trying to get people to pay, they contact about 2% of all the passengers, while a majority have problems paying. Speaking of having problems paying, Trudeau's decision comes after police yesterday reopened access to the Ambassador Bridge, which connects Detroit with the city of Windsor, Ontario. Up until late Sunday night, demonstrators had blocked incoming U.S. vehicles from entering Canada for roughly a week. Canada's Emergencies Act allows the government to give itself special temporary powers meant to ensure safety and security during a national emergency. An earlier version of the legislation called the War Measures Act was invoked 3 times in Canadian history. Its most controversial use was in 1970 when Mr. Trudeau's father, Pierre Elliott Trudeau, used the act when he was prime minister to quell a militant separatist group in Quebec known as the FLQ. That was during a time when there was still very strong sentiment. There still is sentiment in the province of Quebec that they should be a separate country, a separate province, an independent nation. And there had been bombings and terrorist acts and real problems, I recall. I visited Canada at that time, back in the 1970s. And the idea that they're now talking about this to try to open up the highways. I mean, again, over what issue? And yes, I know it's, but the point is, all of the stories show that of the actual truck drivers in Canada, who, of course, like as truck drivers everywhere, have to be specially licensed and approved. The fact is that over 90% are fully vaccinated. So what is this about? And for people who think this is a noble and positive cause and somehow standing up for freedom and liberty, are you kidding me? And what happens if, let's say, the Trudeau government gives in and says, okay, we'll negotiate with you. We'll change the national regulations on COVID according to what you want because you've been able to shut down cities and destroy businesses and intimidate the local populace. This is not a good way to conduct life in a democratic republic. Meanwhile, from California. California Democrats once hoped that their 500-mile bullet train from Los Angeles to San Francisco would be a high-speed rail model for the nation and the world. It's a model, all right, says the Wall Street Journal, and how politics can drive public works off the rails. The California High-Speed Rail Authority this week increased its cost estimate for the bullet train to $105 billion from $100 billion 2 years ago. In 2008, when voters approved $10 billion in bonds for the choo-choo, the estimated price tag was a mere $40 billion. That's enough to have built 10 large water reservoirs for the parched state. This latest $5 billion doesn't even account for the rapidly rising material and labor costs, inflation, you know. Most of the plus up according to the Rail Authority's business plan, is for environmental mitigation, including changes to addresses for visual effects around the Cesar Chavez National Monument and to enhance noise barriers in the city of Tehachapi. Recall how the Obama administration dangled a $3.5 billion in federal funds to force construction to start in the sparsely populated Central Valley. The White House said there would be fewer environmental obstacles. There are plenty of environmental obstacles anyway. Yet communities along the train's 110-mile operating route from Wasco, population 27,000, to Madera, population 66,000, have demanded design changes anyway. The first trains that run might be slow, diesel, and mostly empty. I'm worried that we're dead in the water, said the Assembly Speaker, Democrat Anthony Rendon, last fall. I'm also worried that we have what would be a laughingstock for California. Yes, laughingstock for the world. And again, just think about it for a moment. The idea that people are going to want to ride this fast train, this bullet train, which is still takes you longer than going by airport. I mean, going by airplane, it takes you much longer, and it's probably going to be more expensive. The initial projections of what it would cost to ride the bullet train showed it being very slightly less money than taking a plane, and it was supposed to run originally all the way from Los Angeles to San Francisco. Now it's just riding in the middle of farm country, and no one's going to take it. And it costs taxpayers gazillions. No wonder California has some of the largest state income taxes of any state. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
Can I just say that you do more for radio than what high definition will ever do for television?
This is the Michael MedVed Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had been waiting for this news. I'm glad I have the opportunity to share it with you. The judge, the Sarah Palin's lawsuit against the New York Times, plans to dismiss Sarah Palin's lawsuit against the Times. This even while the jury is still struggling to try to reach a unanimous verdict. The jury will continue to deliberate. The judge indicated that he believed an appeal was likely and said that the appeals court would greatly benefit from knowing how the jury would decide the case. So a federal judge said Monday that he planned to dismiss Sarah Palin's libel lawsuit against the New York Times, ruling that her legal team had failed to meet the extremely high legal standard required to prove that the newspaper defamed her when it published a 2017 editorial erroneously linking her to a mass shooting. Now, when he talks, they talk here about the high standard. This is something everybody should care about because it's appropriate for a standard to be very high and to show actual malice, that it was deliberate, and that the source of the news showed reckless disregard for the truth. That, in other words, they knew they were doing wrong. If you can say, well, that was an honest mistake, the evidence on behalf of the Times and the reason that it would be very hard for her to prove that it was not just an honest mistake, this was part of a plot to sabotage her, is because it's such a tiny fraction of the news that she is concentrating on, this whole idea of an ad that her political action committee put out. And in a column, the editor of the Times put in a description saying that that ad had helped to provoke the shooting of Gabby Giffords, where six people were killed. And it's completely false, totally false. And in fact, one of the tapes that the jury asked to see or to hear was a tape of testimony by the conservative columnist at the New York Times, Ross Douthat, who's been a guest on the show many times. And it's a tape of him during the trial testifying that as soon as he saw that column and it had appeared in the newspaper, he immediately called up the editor and said, what you just said is wrong. It's not true. And literally within hours, they had changed it. They had removed it from the newspaper and done a correction. Now, did they give a lavish enough apology? Well, probably not. But it's hard to say that this was with malice aforethought. It was deliberate. It was a knowing, destruction of the truth and a violation of the truth. If the editor, the moment that he was caught in saying the untruth, he immediately didn't defend it or didn't try to excuse it, but corrected it, which is why this whole case has been a difficult one from the beginning. The move came as the jury was still behind closed doors in a lower Manhattan courthouse deliberating on the case in an unexpected and very unusual decision legally. The judge, whose name is Jed S. Rakoff, said he would allow the jury to continue working. If it rules in favor of Ms. Palin, he will set aside their verdict and dismiss the case, he said. Which is interesting. It's unusual that again, with a strong grounds for dismissal, he didn't do it before it went to the jury. He obviously was fairly confident how the jury would rule. So will this continue, this fight? Probably. Is there a chance that Sarah Palin, with a different judge and different jury, is going to win this case? Again, not without completely changing the precedent that is there for defamation cases. There's also this, and it's a good note from the Super Bowl. One of the big heroes of the Super Bowl, in fact, he got the MVP award, is a Washingtonian. He's from Yakima, and his name is Cooper Kupp. He's the wide receiver for the Rams. He played college bowl at Eastern Washington University, and he won the Super Bowl MVP with two pretty amazing touchdown catches that clearly won the game. It was 23-20 was the final score. He's a all-around great guy, according to people who know him. He's a man of faith and a good teammate and down to earth. Here's part of the speech that he gave at the end of the game after he got his MVP award. Cooper Kupp, listen.
Man, it just comes down to this team, the way we prepared, the way we loved on each other, trusted each other. I don't feel deserving of this. I mean, God is just so good. I'm just so thankful for the guys I get to be around, for the coaches, for my family. I don't know what to say.
Well, he was doing just fine. And 50 Cent also made a surprise appearance at the game. During the halftime show, he actually got fairly involved and made a contribution with his hit song "Birthday." Clip 5.
It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sit and party like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a f***. It's not your birthday. You're probably in the club. Got a full club, mama. I got what you need. You need to feel above. I'm in the habit, sex, ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug. You're in the game of love. When I pull up out front, it's being some good. When I go to the deep, I was coming in the club.
And Jeremy, can you say those words over? No, I guess not. In any event, there were... look, any commercials that include both Mike Myers and who was featured in a Dr. Evil as an ad for GM, and then the Larry David ad, which was extraordinarily elaborate and very expensive, which basically featured him being very negative, playing Larry David, very skeptical about the greatest inventions of the world. It was an ad for cryptocurrency. Meanwhile, no cryptocurrency involved at all in the movie I Want You Back, though that movie does try to recycle some rom-com staples. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Comedians Jenny Slate and Charlie Day play heartbroken millennials who've just been dumped by their respective others, but they are going to get together for a plan. It's called I Want You Back. Now streaming on Amazon Prime Video.
You are the love of my life.
Yeah, Anne is the love of mine. So what are we supposed to do?
I have to break them up.
Once you see the setup, it's easy to figure out how this plot is going to turn out. But the leads are talented and likable, including Scott Eastwood, son of Clint, as one of the principals. A big drawback here, lots of sleazy content for an R rating, featuring scenes of a preposterous threesome, group gropings with underage girls, and even dangerous indulgence with serious drugs like ecstasy. These and other detours undermine a comedy that's being marketed as good-natured fun. 2 stars for I Want You Back, which could leave you wanting to get your money back. And on the Michael Medved show, that makes it sound like there's nothing good in the movie. I mentioned that the stars seem to be perfectly competent. But does that mean you should justify that investment of your time? Well, not in my opinion. Speaking of the investment, the Super Bowl was played in the most expensive stadium ever built. And taxpayers didn't pay anything for it. So how did they do it? At the time when Virginia and Washington, D.C. are in a bidding war to decide which taxpayers will have a chance to pay for the Washington Commanders' new stadium, it shouldn't be this way. That's what Reason Magazine has to say, and we will be talking about it next time on the Medved Show. We'll also bring up the latest about this new claim of emergency powers from the government in Canada. Is it possible that this minority coalition government will collapse? Apparently there are members of the Liberal Party, which is Trudeau's party, who are already questioning the direction this is going. And the direction the war is going, or prospective war in Ukraine, we will be covering that as well. There will be lots, and not all of it bad news. You still have a pretty good Super Bowl that we just experienced, and a wonderful Valentine's Day today, which I hope everybody enjoys with people you love in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and its alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.